Protesters disrupted a State of the Campus speech yesterday by Indiana University Provost Lauren Robel. The group held a sign reading Sanctuary Campus and questioned Robel about how the university would protect undocumented students from the Trump administration's attack on immigrants. For several minutes, Robel continued her address as protesters stood silently holding the sign in front of her. But after Robel discussed the university's new First Thursdays events, including what she called the diversity of the crowds, a protester asked her a question.
You say you care about international students and diversity on campus, but if immigration were to come on campus today and start to round up students, would you cooperate?
We could have this conversation if you want right after this, and I'd be happy to do it.
Robel went on to say she thinks the university has made efforts to protect students, though she declined to discuss specifics, and instead saying she would be willing to talk with the protesters after her speech. Eventually, an IU police officer approached the group and they walked out of the room. A camera captured this exchange, which occurred between a protester and IU Police Department Captain Andy Stevenson.
You would have a huge following. People believe in what you're saying.
But do you understand that it's not safe for everybody who agrees with us to be doing this because
others.
Of this?
You're not listening. That's a problem. You don't listen. Your tactics.
Okay, no, let's go.
Your tactics alienate a lot of people who would otherwise be on board.
And your tactics
don't. And you would make progress. Plain and simple. But this will never be tolerated again, I can assure you that. So spread the word.
Protester in that clip, Lauren Alexander, stopped by the WFHB studios today to discuss her group's demands of the university. She says she wants to see a commitment that the university will not cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement officers, a promise IU administrators have not been willing to make. Alexander defended the choice to disrupt the State of the Campus speech.
Other supporters of the Sanctuary Campus movement have had more others would call them more civil meetings with them to discuss what they want, what we want. People have spoken at Bloomington Faculty Council meetings and have been very polite to people, have been very respectable. And to a lot of people, it may seem like what we were doing was not polite or respectable, but it's what needs to be done at this point because they're not listening to us.
IU President Michael McRobbie has issued a statement saying the university does not support President Trump's travel ban, and Robel reportedly told the Indiana Daily Student the university would protect undocumented students, quote, within the limits of the law, unquote. Alexander says she doesn't think that Captain Stevenson's warning about not tolerating protests will keep her group from continuing to push the sanctuary campus issues. She says she doubts the university police want publicity for arresting peaceful protesters.
Because he says that these protests won't be tolerated at the same time that he was threatening to arrest us. So does that mean that we were already being tolerated? We weren't. We never have been tolerated. I don't think it's going to deter people because they can say as much as they want that things won't be tolerated, but we have to look at their actual actions, what they've been willing to do, what would provide the image that they're going for.
A bill currently being considered in the state legislature would make it illegal for a state university in Indiana to declare itself a sanctuary campus.